This is HPR episode 2342 entitled, Wherein Our Hero Fails to Repair a Garage Door. It is hosted by Christopher M. Hobbs and is about 25 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I try and fail to fix my garage door.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
HPR. Hopefully this is recording and hopefully I'm talking loud enough. The screen looks like it is. It's been a while since I've recorded on my Rockbox. I've always enjoyed the episodes that John Culp does about repairing things, and I have a fine opportunity here to do my own episode about repairing things. I have a garage door extension cable that broke. And it made quite a mess. I'll see if I can include a picture of this, but it snapped right at the base. And it happened to bend the track, which is a little frustrating. This door is a 140-pound wooden garage door, and I put in cables a few years back that were rated for 180 pounds, and it just snapped. So I got a beefier cable, and I hope to put this all together. Now, the last thing that happened was one of the extension springs broke, and I was in the garage when it broke, and that was terrifying. It sounded like a shotgun went off, and I ducked behind the car, and luckily nothing got damaged too bad. Put a hole in the wall, otherwise everything's okay. So, just to be safe, I'm going to replace both of these cables. I've left the other cable in place so I can eyeball it and put in the best length I can do. I've got the door up right now and I hope it stays up. This is a really pretty simple fix. You have, if you've never seen a garage door opener on a wooden door, and I'm sure it's the same on an aluminum door, you have a track in the middle of the garage which there's a little bicycle chain going to a motor, and the motor below the track, there's a fitting of sorts that connects to an arm that is bolted to the top of the garage door. And then on either side of the garage door, you have springs mounted to the ceiling, which go through to pulleys that have a cable going through them and are ultimately mounted at the bottom of the garage door. The springs are fully extended when the garage door is down, creating tension so that when you open the door, when the motor is pulling back on the door, arguably the hardest work that it will have to do, the springs help bring it back. They also just sort of smooth out the action on the door. That's about it. And so the extension cables for the spring, and yes, I will note that I do not have safety cables for the springs, which is a terrible idea, but I didn't pick them up at the store. I'll go get them after this. But the extension cables themselves are what connect the springs to the pulleys, and then the pulleys to the door. And they are about, now I bought this box, and it was pre-opened when I bought it, so that's probably a bad sign. But the cable looks to be of good integrity, so I think it'll be fine. At any rate, they are about, in my case, maybe 10 feet long, if I had to guess. Not sure how many meters that is. Not very good at conversion. So I'm going to cut these zip ties off that are holding the cable together. And I'll get started. So as I mentioned before, I've got the garage door locked into the track in the open position. I have disconnected the other spring, so if this thing comes loose, it's coming down fast. So I'm going to try and work relatively quickly. But it's pretty secure at the moment on the track. So the plan here is to install this first cable on the, from my direction, the right-hand side of the door, and then replace the cable on the left-hand side of the door. And if that works, well, I suppose my garage door will function again, and then I have to go get safety cables. So, on the base of the door, on, it's terrifying standing underneath the door that's held up by that one clip. There is a loop that I need to run this cable through. I just don't remember which direction it goes. So I'm gonna get my ladder here, come over to the other side. One thing I've just realized is I'm not taking pictures here like John does, so maybe this won't be as exciting. You'll just get to hear me probably swear a lot. All right, so it loops through backwards without any visual aid, of course. So, all right, I've replaced these once before, and it wasn't that big of a chore, but I do it so rarely that I can't ever remember the appropriate means of pulling it off. So, this is really quite simple. I have to push our cable through the bottom and pull it out the top. But I need pliers to do that. I can't use my hands, I guess. Vice grips would probably work too. Okay. Making a bunch of noise. So I got my pliers out. Sliding them across the loop of the safety cable and compressing it the best I can so that I can squeeze it through the loop in the door. It's not a loop really, so much as a bracket. And I'm on the wrong side of the door. Details, minor details. And it fits in. Has to be looped back. Maybe. If we can feed it through and loop it as we go, that would be fantastic. All the while terrified of the door swinging down on me. The exciting life of home ownership. Because in capitalist America, home owns you. Looping it under. Little elbow grease here. And then there's a piece holding the cable together that's going to need to be fit down inside the bracket itself. But now, once I get this looped over there, okay. Got it looped over. Now I need to pull the cable back through itself before feeding it through the pulley that is above it. So if you can envision this, you have ultimately at the top of the track a pulley. Directly below that pulley is a bracket on the open door, the bottom of the open door, and I have fed the cable through that bracket, and I am now doubling it back on itself, effectively making a knot. One would hope. And then once I pull it through itself, like that, sure that sounds nice, I can then force the portion that holds the cable in place back into itself so it doesn't cut a hole in my door frame. Okay, Now we're covered in grease, and I'm sure that sounded nice on the door. Let me shut the back door so the dog doesn't flee. Okay. And I probably shouldn't be doing this wearing flip-flops either. So many OSHA violations here. We need pictures so that everybody can laugh at my safety measures. But this is Arkansas after all. We make do with what we've got. Alright, so what I'm doing is I'm pushing that bracket way down into the bottom of the cable, I'm sorry, way down into the bottom of the door. Now I'm going to loop it back over the pulley, if I can get a hold of it. Okay, once we are attached to the pulley, we need to hook it up to another pulley, which is currently just free dangling. And tie this off and make sure I know which way I'm going here. This other pulley will be attached to the load spring, which will make this whole mess work. Now I'm examining the other pulley to remember how my work went. I need to pull it over the top. Alright, so we're going to feed. Alright, I'm going to back feed this line. Once I undo my temporary knot here, over the top. Right here, we're going to take the other pulley, and we're going to pull that dude through, which is now covered in insulation from my attic because I did not clean this ladder. Okay, now there's a series of three holes in the the track, whereby one loosely ties one's cable to secure it. Now, I don't feel like this is a very safe method, but you've heard our current safety situation. And it appears as if this particular cable may be a hair short, but we're about to find out. And how this works is you go over the top, so there's three holes, go over the top, back up to the bottom, back over the top, and then you tie yourself a nice loose little knot and hope that there's enough friction to keep everything in place. Which there generally is. That is, I think it probably speaks for the knot that the point of failure on this was the lower crimp on the actual cabling as opposed to the knot coming loose, which would be our worst nightmare. So we're gonna pull this down through the hole, back up through itself, oh come on, get in there, back down one more time. Feed it through itself, pulling it tight, and we're golden, I think. Now let me loop it back through this once more for good measure, if I can. Maybe I can't. There it goes. All right. Some pliers. Ow! Got my beard stuck in the cable. That's fun. All sorts of safety violations here. Whew, that hurt. First injury of the day, folks. If that's the worst injury we get out of this, we're doing all right. All right, that is a tight knot ready to go. Okay, now we can install the other side, which is going to involve removing the old cable. Which is not too busy of a chore, I don't think. But we'll see. And I've also blown out one of my flip-flops in the process. So now my work shoes are gone and I'm barefoot. Okay. So we will need to work to remove this other pulley. Boy, this spring is going to be exciting to attach to this pulley, that's for sure. Sorry, I was just pulling the spring there, trying to figure out what kind of tension I had. If it was going to be difficult to attach the actual pulley or not. You do have to stretch it, and this one is, this particular extension cable is substantially shorter than the last. And I do have concerns that I'm not going to be able to actually attach it. But we will see. I may need a longer spring as well. Time will tell. Alright, so let's unhook the other cable. Move my floor jack out of the way because I had to use a hydraulic jack to actually get the door back open. It is a heavy, heavy door. And without the assistance of the springs, it is nightmarish to disassemble. Just positioning the ladder, hopefully safer than we've been in the past. Okay, get my pliers out and start taking this guy apart. So we gotta pull it out of that top bracket that we had previously. So that involves basically undoing your little friction knot. I put this in a couple of years ago, and this side held up, but the other one didn't. Makes me wonder if I replaced both or just one of them. But I don't remember. Would be nice to know. Alright, so now I gotta get that out of the top of the track. Friction has certainly done its job. This is quite secure. There it goes, coming out the top. Now we pull it out the bottom. Carefully. As we're barefoot on our ladder. Holding the pulley down. So now, I pull this out the top. It should free the pulley that is going to attach to the spring. If I can pull it out the top. Friction has bent the cable. There it goes. Out it comes. Nope. Maybe. There it goes. Alright. So, take this greasy old pulley off and relocate it for the time being. There we go. Just realize I'm sitting here belching, pardon the burps. I just got done eating a couple of burritos for lunch, so that's my gift to you, dear listener. Okay, now to get this out of the bottom of the door. So again, bottom of the door has a bracket on it. On that bracket is the lower section of this cabling. So we take it off of the pulley and begin to extract it carefully. So I gotta get my pliers in there. I may need some vice grips for this. Well, it seems to want to come out. Perhaps? Yes. As the Kraftwerk song says. Okay. Pull our cable out the bottom. Getting ourselves all greasy in the process. Hopefully not losing an eye. Push our cable up the top. If we can get the loop loose. This takes some strength. Oh, it's a good thing we're doing this because there is some damage to the bottom of this cable. Alright, cable extraction nearly complete. We'll be ready to install the new cable. Wow, this is gummy. Right. A couple of rough patches on this. Alright, now we need to back it out. So, trying to pull that previous loop out, but the issue with the loop is you have to straighten it enough to actually work it free like that. So plenty of effort is involved. All right, take our old gummy cables, the broken ones, and roll them up, and I will find a use for these, I'm sure. I don't like to throw things away if I don't have to. Certainly, there's got to be a use for steel cables. Could lash something up or whatever. Alright, so we'll stow these to the side, utilize them later. We'll clean our hands a little bit because we've made a mess here. Alright, so now job is to install the other new short cable, which I hope is not too short. If it is, I'm either going to have to get larger springs or larger extension cables, because as heavy as this door is, I'm not confident putting in something that I have cobbled together myself. That would get nasty. All right, so let's install the second cable. So once again, get our cable and we compress the loop the best we can to feed it through the bracket on the bottom of the door. Once we have fed it through the bracket, we have to bend the loop back up over itself, and then we feed, if we can get a hold of it, we feed the end of the cable through the loop, the other end of the cable through the loop over the top. Well, first we go through the loop. Once we've gotten through the loop, we go over the top of the track and into the pulley above the door. So, all right, we have fed through. Now we need to get behind the pulley. I said get behind the pulley, not in front of the pulley. So, alright, we're attached in behind the pulley. Pull out our additional line. Attach the second pulley, which will be attached to the door. So we feed our line through there. This pulley is 10 kinds of greasy gross. Okay, so now we've got those three holes for our friction knot. We go in through the top. I think this is about the same height. Up through the bottom, leaving a space for our knot. Down through the top, and then we pull through, and then zip it up, and then go back through the same knot. If you look at the instructions on these things, it'll show you how to do it, and I'm telling you, it is the most, it's rather the least confidence-inspiring knot I think I've ever seen, but, you know, it's worked for years, and again, the thing that failed was not the knot, but the base of the door. So that's exciting. All right, so now we try to hook up our pulleys. I'm probably going to have to use vice grips for this, because it looks like I'm going to have to extend the spring. I'm not real excited about doing this, because everything's greasy, very greasy, and I appear to have slipped out of the pulley that I was working with. So, alright, so we gotta put it back around the pulley on the top. Hope we don't slip out. You know, this may actually work in my favor if I attach it and then loop it back around the pulley. Sorry, getting my hydraulic jack out of the way. But I think I'm going to try having it looped on the pulley first. So let me fix that mistake. Here. Go behind the pulley. Okay. I suppose I should have some sort of preface that, like, You should be wearing safety goggles. You should not be doing this barefoot. You should be, etc., etc. Use common sense, folks. Don't be like me. All right, so now we grab our spring that we don't have enough strength to pull. Yep, well, that settles it. My cables are too short. That's all there is to it. I guess that's going to end this episode because I do not have extension cables long enough, which means I'm going to need to leave my garage door open and extended for a while until I can find some long enough cables. Well, there's a home improvement failure. The old adage of measure twice and cut once was not heeded today, my friends. So, I may end up recording another episode after this at some point to talk about proper installation of appropriately sized cables. All right, friends, with that, I'm going to close this episode, and before I do so, ask that you record an episode for HPR, because we could use all we can get. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.